It's a big weekend for Easter candy. So much chocolate. I can't wait to just dive in. Joining us, it's Carly Childhouse from National Confectioners Association. You can find them online at candyusa.com. Carly, what's your favorite Easter candy?
First of all, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. It's hard to pick a favorite. I know I say that kind of every time. It's hard to pick a favorite, but I think I've got to go with marshmallow treats, like a peep or something to that effect.
Carly, it always surprises me, the ones that you pick. You're kind of old school with your candy. You know, like I remember on Valentine's Day, you love the hearts. Like, you're old school.
I do. I love all the classics, I think is the way to put it. But I have a controversial take. For me personally, I like a peep that's been left out, sitting out for a couple of days. I like a stale peep.
What? Why?
I think it's a textural thing.
Both my daughters absolutely love peeps.
Really?
And I just don't understand the allure of them. I feel like they're just like a sugary, gooey mess. But well, I guess to each his own.
It's like a sugar bomb.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I mean, I've enjoyed them the most. It's the most difficult to get it in your mouth without making a complete mess. But if you put it in the microwave for about 15 seconds, it's nice.
The mini Cadbury chocolate eggs, the ones that have the sugar covering, the minute they show up in the stores, I can't stop. Like, I this sundae has to come and go because I can't put any more in my mouth.
Right,
you
right.
Know?
Carly, I feel like you had a lot of sweets growing up, and that's kind of your love affair with these older, you know, style stuff.
Chocolate and candy have been a part of my family celebrations for so long. I think most Americans agree with that and think that there's a really strong connection for people, myself included, between the treats that they know and love growing up and different celebrations and all of the kind of happy memories that they're associated with. So, yeah, I agree.
Carly, one of our coworkers came up to us and she offered, brace yourself for this, pickle-flavored jelly beans.
I tried one. Mm-hmm.
Did you try one, Raven?
It stuck with me for like 20 minutes.
Yep. Ew.
Yeah.
How does the National Confectioners Association feel about all these jelly beans that they're making into these gross flavors and then tricking you to eat them?
I mean, that's innovation right there. You know, we saw a lot of pickle flavoring last year and into this year. So it's right on trend. People are really excited about the different ways that companies are, playing with flavors. We did ask Americans for their favorite jelly bean flavors. I'm happy to tell you what they are. Spoiler that pickle is not on here yet. But we'll have to see maybe for next year. But this probably won't be a surprise. Number one is strawberry. Two is cherry. Three is grape. Four, lemon. Five is licorice.
Oh.
With 10% of people saying that they like that. And then that 6% of people say other. So pickle might actually fall into that category.
Whenever I hear people say they like licorice, I think it's a mistake.
It's polarizing.
I'm like, well, gosh, why?
It definitely is. But, you know, they are there, obviously.
And you know what I'm about to say, which is that I love licorice.
Oh,
licorice jelly beans.
Oh, my
You're just
God.
An anarchist. Really? I mean, seriously.
Yes. All right. So you're unwrapping a chocolate bunny. What are you eating first, the tushy, the ears, or its face?
You know, this is a big debate. Most people go ears first. 78% of people go ears first. 16% of people start with the feet, and then just 6% of people go for that tail.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's about ease of operation here. You know what I mean? You grab it by the feet, you stick the ear in your mouth, you rip it off.
You're right on track with most Americans.
Carly, as always, thank you so much for taking the time. National Confectioners Association, you can find them online at candyusa.com.
Thank you so much for having me, and happy Easter.